by 2026. The proposal includes increases in staffing, both for production and support functions. And by support functions, I mean like radiological control technicians, RCTs, the people who will scan people as they come in and out of production areas, waste handlers, all the folks you need to keep a mission going that aren't necessarily hands in glove box people making. They also identified investments in site infrastructure they'll need to support those people and the mission. We're working with Los Alamos to evaluate the proposal, to use it to inform our program planning and our budget requests. I know specifically you asked about a $13 billion number that was in I think it was from August 9th, Albuquerque Journal article. You know, we tried to figure out where that number came from. I think that was a number that they put out there that included things beyond pit production activities at Los Alamos. So they have a lot of other missions at the lab, not just pit production. And I think when that number was said during a conference, I think, locally, it was to cover all the activities at the lab, not just pit production. And the biggest thing, we've already talked about this, but you know, our investments at Los Alamos are going to be complementary to the investments we're making at Savannah River, not in lieu of those investments. So we want to make sure that we're positioning ourselves to make both efforts successful. And I think that, you know, near term, making sure Los Alamos get up and running will help the Savannah River project. We've already seen a lot of lessons learned being applied and shared from Los Alamos and Livermore and other sites, and even folks from, you know, with Rocky Flat experience with Savannah River on how to be successful in pit production and what to do early in design space to make sure you get there.
So, none of us got to attend or work. Well, I didn't even know about the meeting, frankly, so none of us were able to attend out there. Is there a list of proposed new panel facilities and replacement facilities, you know, all the renovation projects? Is there a comprehensive list someplace?
So they have,
or a schedule?
And I don't. Yeah, I think where this number came from, at least from my read of the article, was they had a local meeting with contractors on construction activities.
Right. They had like a, you know, basically interested vendors meeting, which particularly Salamos does from time to time, where, you know, they might be interested in doing business with the lab, come out to hear from them on what their priorities are, what their vision is, and kind of get an understanding of how they might play a part in it. And I think, you know, Tom Mason, in the course of that, made a comment about all the work that they foresee going on in the lab in the coming years, and that $13 billion number was made in reference to the overall, you know, growth and expansion at the lab, including but not inclusive of a pit production.
So, $13 billion took on a life of its own at that moment. I'm sure
it very much did. We have heard that number a many number of times since then.
So, is there a? I've heard numbers of 1,000 to 1,500 employees being added out there for the pit production program. Is that accurate?
I've heard those ranges.
Yeah, those ranges are consistent with what we've been seeing from their recent proposal.
Okay. So for the pit enhancements out there, I presume that you'll have to have a larger portal to get people in and out. I assume that's one of the projects.
Yeah.
And eating and showering and all those kinds of things, will all that have to be improved? Will it be new office buildings and so forth?
They did. I think what we've seen from the lab is we had a pretty good handle on what people you needed to make the pits and what equipment you needed to make the pits. But everything beyond that, you know, parking, office buildings, the lab hadn't fully evaluated until their recent proposal. So it's not so much a enhancement. It's just they better understand all the things that need to happen to get to 30 bits per year. The mission we're asking them to do hasn't changed.
So I would actually compare it a little bit. You know, in our last meeting, we talked about SPD, and Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, we're making security enhancements in, you know, where the glove boxes are going to be, and we're creating additional access points to make the flow of folks easier throughout the day as we have these multi-shift operations. I would compare what John's talking about that Los Alamos realized they needed once they really got into it to those kind of things, you know, things that would facilitate the flow of operations, not really the actual operation itself. It's the tertiary things that would be needed to enable.
But you got to get the people in.
Right. And, you know, sometimes it takes, if they're going to be working in a high hazard area, it could take an hour for them to get totally processed in and anything to reduce that time.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. So it seems like I remember some years ago, and maybe Jim Little has a better memory than I do, that there was earlier a proposal to do pits out at Los Alamos where there was effectively a declaration by the site personnel, we need almost nothing. You remember that, Jim?
Yes. Yes.
When was that? Do you remember? It was like 2004 or 2005 or something.
2004, 2005, you know, the...